What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to Great Britain. Once again, Sergei Skripal's niece has been denied a visa by Britain to visit her relatives. And more people are thinking that the Skripals are being held incommunicado because what they have to say about what happened doesn't match that official story. And it has vanished completely from all the British newspapers. A lot of people assume that a D notice has been issued on this. That's a law they have in Great Britain, where the government can and does tell the newspapers you will not report on this or that particular story. Okay, now let me get this up here, and we'll be ready to continue with the rest of the show. Too many buttons here. I got too much to do. Getting on back to liberal la-la land, a lot of parents are very upset. Apparently, Hanover Park High School, like every other high school, they're in East Hanover, New Jersey, they have cheerleading squads. And like every other school, they have tryouts. And they will pick, obviously, pretty, agile, physically fit young ladies to be on the cheerleading team. And then some local liberals came on out there and say, well, those girls who don't make the team, they're feeling left out. For the sake of inclusivity, you have to let anybody who wants to join the cheerleaders join the cheerleaders. And the school went along with this. What's it going to be next? Letting guys on the cheerleading team? Actually, there have been male cheerleaders. We had old story. But a lot of parents are very upset about this because we're supposed to be encouraging a desire to excel in children. To be more athletic, to be out there, to be the best at what you're doing. And when you all of a sudden take that incentive away, the kids are going to just give up. Why should I try to be better at math than everybody else if everybody's going to get a degree anyway? Why should I try and be a better musician if the orchestra has to let in the bad musicians for the sake of inclusivity? This is a very, very bad direction to be going. And we have to stop giving into the snowflakes, because the more we give into them, the more they're going to want. And look how absurd it has already gotten with Mother's Day is not inclusive, therefore we should not use the word mother anymore. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dennis in Indiana. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just wondering, I heard about this book called The Great Deception, and it's got some other little bit of a title to it. I don't know who the author is, but it's supposed to be telling about what's going on with our government and deep state and stuff like that. And I was wondering maybe if you were interested, Claire might be interested in looking up. You can look up Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California, with Mike Wilkerson as the pastor, then she might be able to find out where that book could be ordered from or whatever, and read up and what's it called and read up on about it. They're supposed to be talking about our government and the deep state and all that they're in, the deception that our government's been pulling across, pulling the wool over our eyes for the last 56 years.
Well, I did a web search for it, and unfortunately there are a lot of books and videos called The Great Deception. I'm going to have to narrow it down, but I'll try and find it. But a lot of this stuff that is likely to be in the book is what we've been covering on my website and the radio show for the last 24, going on 25 years.
Yeah, it's just a new book that I heard. I couldn't hear the rest of the title, and I just know some woman named Jen had something to do with it.
Not familiar with the book, so I really cannot tell you. Okay. Anything else?
Okay. No, that's all.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And, boy, it's a tough time for airliners. Apparently, there was a flight to China. One of the cockpit windows blew out completely and almost sucked the pilot out of the plane. And I don't know who made that aircraft or who was maintaining it, but they're cutting safety too short. There's no question about that at this point. Meanwhile, a Southwest airline plane was forced to make an emergency landing Saturday when the cabin started losing pressure, and the plane is now undergoing a maintenance review. This was on flight 861 from Denver to Dallas, and there were more than 100 passengers on board. And around one of the passengers said the oxygen mask came down. Passengers were told to put them on because the cabin was losing pressure. And this happened just 30 minutes outside Dallas at that point. Now, speaking of airplanes, for some reason, somebody decided it was time to put Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 back into the news. Now, if you remember, this is the airplane that just simply vanished over the ocean. And they're still out there trying to come up with explanations. So, over at the Daily Mail, they have this article, how MH370 pilot avoided being detected by radar for hours to ensure the plane was never found, as aviation experts claim he committed mass murder-suicide. They had the same excuse for the Egypt Air Flight 880 when that was taken down under suspicious circumstances. Now, remember, there was a report from workers on an oil platform right underneath where the MH370 transponder stopped working, and they said it looked like it accidentally got shot down, and there was a joint Thai U.S. military exercise in the area, and it's not like the U.S. hasn't accidentally shot down planes before, like the Iranian airliner or TWA-800. But they're still out there saying, yeah, he just flew the plane, evaded the radar, he didn't want the plane to be found. If he's committing suicide, why would he care if the plane was found or not? And if he wanted to commit suicide, he would have just put the plane into a nosedive. This story is nonsense. Now, if in fact the plane was not shot down in a military accident, and by the way, the United Nations says this has happened 26 times, most of which remain highly classified, then it makes sense this pilot had a destination in mind. And when this first happened, and there was no sign of the aircraft, I speculated that because spare parts for this model aircraft are in such short supply, that it may have been hijacked. They may have paid this flight crew, to basically get on up there at altitude, depressurize the cabin to put everybody to sleep, and then fly the plane somewhere where it was simply stripped and the parts put on the world spare part market. That's one possible explanation. But this story doesn't make any sense. If he's committing suicide, why not a nosedive? If he's committing suicide, why does he care if the plane is ever found or not? And why did they even bother putting this out there? Is some other piece of information about Flight 370 about to hit the news cycle? Okay, let's take another phone call. Glenn in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This is just a little switch in topic, and bear with me for just a minute. There's a good point here. I used to work for a company, the Ken Blanchard Companies. It was a management training development company that worked with all the big American Express, Microsoft, Apple, et cetera, and training the management to support their teams. And, you know, it's really good programs. Anyway, after 9/11, the company took a huge hit, and they were facing possible layoffs. But what they did is they took a vote and decided that everybody over a certain income would take, like, a 20% pay cut and so they didn't have to do any layoffs. And they managed to bring the company back to profitability within a few years. then after that, they have profit sharing for everyone in the company. You know, every year you got a check based on how much profit the company made. Now, I think this is something that would really be a great idea for the blueprint for the new America. You know, abolish a personal income tax under a certain income threshold. And this engaged everybody at the company in improving it, getting it better. And you mentioned the Russian surplus. The goods and services GDP of the company or of the country can be shared back with the people. And this, you know, it's kind of, you know, that's kind of the way a universal basic income would be rephrased, as more of a profit sharing idea. Does that make sense?
That's an interesting thought. That is a very interesting thought. First of all, when I hear universal basic income, to me that says communism. And there was the question, how would you pay for it? The fly in the ointment, first of all, is that when communism was in the Soviet Union, because everybody was getting paid the same and everything was political, it kind of dispirited the Russian people. And there were some people who went on out there who wanted to excel just for the sake of excelling. But for the most part, things went along very, very slowly. And it's one of the reasons why the Soviet Union eventually collapsed. I think we need to have a system where hard work and innovation is rewarded more highly than people who just want to sit at home and watch TV. We need to have an incentive system. What we have now is a system where all of the work product produced by the people are basically scammed away from us by Wall Street and the bankers. And we can't have that system either. So we have to find another way of moving forward and ultimately getting back to the idea of a state bank versus a private central bank is what makes the most sense. We need to just go back to the economic model our country was started with, because that worked. And it made the young United States of America very quickly into a wealthy nation, able to do business with the rest of the world. But then we've had these three private central banks, and all three of them caused a huge amount of economic damage to ordinary people. That's why Congress refused to renew the charter for the First Bank of the United States. That's why Andrew Jackson shut down the Second Bank of the United States. And it's why we really do need to get rid of the Third Bank of the United States, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve.
That is definitely the root of the issue. I absolutely agree 100%. I just think that it's a good idea. You know, when you have major corporations paying a $500 fee to a state like California to suck all the water out of an aquifer, you know, that's a resource that belongs to the people, the citizens of the country. And, you know, when you look at it as profit sharing rather than a universal basic income, it does remove that stigma of socialism that was, you know, kind of really set on fire during the McCarthy era, et cetera. You know, it's just something to put out there. I think it's a great idea that the people of the country get to share in the wealth of the country. And I know that there are some countries, you know, Russia may start doing that. You kind of gave me that idea when you told that story. So,
well, obviously the people should share the wealth that their labor produces. And that's the way it's supposed to work in a healthy republic. But again, our nation has sunk into an incredible pit of corruption where everything produced by the American people is taken away from them, either through debt slavery or taxation. And it's all to feed Wall Street, greed, and the war machine. Anyway, Glenn, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over now to Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I was going to speak about the MH370 preposterous, absurd, delusional conclusion that somebody could be a mass suicide. It might be a homicidal maniac committing mass murder. Perhaps he was committing suicide himself, although most likely he was a weaponized human pilot sent on a mission, maybe a kamikaze Zionist pilot, perhaps. or Islamist or Muslim, and we don't know who he was, but to insinuate that somebody could commit suicide on 200 or 300 other people is a bizarre interpretation, in my estimation. What say you?
Yeah, that's a very oddly written headline. And again, why did this come out now? There's so much going on in the world. It's not like the involved news organization was desperate for material. I mean, they could always go back to Stormy Daniels if they wanted to. So that's why I was asking, is there something else that's about to come on out and they're trying to get ahead of it? Because it makes no sense that they would report on this now, especially with such an obviously bogus story.
Well, when we look at their pattern, practice, and custom and tradition of habitually, serially deflecting, reflecting, or causing us to look over there while they do something over here, which is usually their pattern and practice, I think it worthy of paying close attention by the people of the world to watch over what they're doing and what comes next, or more likely, it's what's really going on underneath the undertones that they don't want us to be aware of, perhaps the incarceration, the prosecution of Hillary Clinton gang and her sycophant pedophile groups that she's in cahoots with, and the other global pedophile terrorists that are preying upon the children, the innocents of the world, sex trafficking and human trafficking, even in organs. This is just so diabolical, insidious, and preposterous, and just an affront to normal people's common sense. How can we even tolerate this debauchery and insanity?
Well, let me back up here a little bit, because if you think this story about MH370 is meant as bait to distract us away from something else, it's a poor choice of bait, because for most people, Flight 370 is history, and they've stopped really caring about it. So it's a niche interest group at best. The only reason I put it up here in the talking points was that it was such an obviously bogus story. Anyway, listen, Chris, thanks an awful lot for the call. We're going to let you go here, get on back to news, because now it's time to talk about human-caused global warming. As you know, we had a lot of snow this last winter. Snow records were being broken all over the continent. And so it should come as no surprise that historic flooding has hit British Columbia now that the snowpack is starting to melt. And basically, Grand Forks, the flood is the worst since 1948, and things are not over yet. Major flooding hit British Columbia, forcing about 4,000 people to evacuate their homes. So they're out there saying the spring flood season is upon us. And again, just like we question people who build their homes on the south flank of a volcano, shouldn't be surprised when lava comes through their living room. If you're building in a flood zone, you're going to get floods. But people are forced to build there for economic reasons. Land values are much less expensive there. And certainly in terms of the Big Island of Hawaii, land prices are going to be really, really good for the foreseeable future down there. So Tucker Carlson was interviewing Dr. Judith Curry, who's a climate scientist, basically saying that the models that the global warming people use are completely wrong. And they're exaggerating the data, which we have been telling you all along. And one of the more frustrating things about dealing with one of the carbonazis is you'll say, look out the window at the snow, look at the thermometers, and you'll actually get this reply back. Oh, we're not actually relying on real-world observations. We rely on the computer models to tell us what's going on. Well, if those computer models are wrong, you're going to get wrong results. And that is why over these last several years, consistently, the dire warnings of the global warming cult have failed to materialize. Now, as I reported yesterday, we just went through the most drastic two-year drop in global temperature in the last century. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just got an email from a listener saying, well, if you're going to have ugly cheerleaders on the cheerleading squad, have them cheer for the opposing team. So let's talk about our volcano, because it is still volcanoing, and there is now a 19th fissure out there, and it's spewing lava literally hundreds of feet into the air, and there's no sign of it slowing down. And now up at the summit, there's starting to be ash emissions. In fact, I just posted a video that was taken of it, and the ash cloud is rising 3,000 to 4,000 feet above the ground. The altitudes vary with the pulses of emission, and the ash cloud is drifting generally west and southwest from the Kilauea summit, which is following the trade winds, and the ash fall is occurring in the Kau Desert area, where fortunately there's nobody living down there for very, very good reason. But there are some communities that are downwind that are likely to receive ashfall today, and they have to take the necessary precautions. Now, one of the precautions people are doing is they're going to their local hardware stores, and they're getting these paper masks that are normally used for painters and other people working in a dusty environment. But Hawaii authorities are cautioning everybody, these masks will not keep out the sulfur dioxide. So if you're dealing with the ash, definitely have that. But if you're concerned about the sulfur dioxide, you need to look for something a little bit more robust in terms of filtration. And at this point, the stores may be out of that anyway. Everybody's gone to the store to get masks and supplies that they get. Right now, there's a new lava eruption, and it threatens to block the last escape route from down on that southern flank. We talked about this the other day, where we had the U.S. military having helicopters on standby to get people out. Frankly, I know a lot of people are ignoring the evacuation orders. It is a dumb thing to do. You just have to take what you can and leave. And then when it's all over, you come back and either your house is still there or it is not. But you don't risk yourself. And the people who've stayed behind, if that lava crosses that road, there is no other land route out of that part of the southern flank. And it's a serious, serious situation. Kilauea is starting to affect Hawaii's tourism business. And apparently some of the cruise ships we have operating here are starting to cancel their stops at the Big Island. Norwegian Cruise Lines, Pride of America, skipped a call on the Big Island port of Hilo, which is just 43 miles from the now mostly closed national park that encompasses the volcano. Instead, the ship remained anchored at sea. Norwegian also announced the Pride of America would skip a call at Kailua Kona, which is on the other side of the Big Island, scheduled for Thursday. I can understand Hilo. Kailua Kona is really quite far away from all of the action, as it were. But the thinking may simply be that Norwegian Cruise Lines doesn't want to accept the liability if one of their passengers does something dumb and gets killed. Royal Caribbean has dropped a call in Hilo and for its Radiance of the Seas. So there's a big effect. And on top of everything else, the Big Island's tourism economy is going to take a major, major hit. And it's kind of ironic because that volcano is one of the biggest tourist attractions in the entire state. And certainly on the Big Island itself. Volcanologists are now very concerned that the lava coming out of Kilauea may soon get a lot hotter and spew much further because the lava that is now coming on out from those fissures is thought to have been basically stored in lava tubes going back to a 1955 eruption, which tells you how long it takes this stuff to cool. But because it has cooled a little bit, it's formed crystals of olivine. It moves very, very slowly. You've been seeing it on TV, like that time-lapse film of the volcano eating that Mustang car. But it's now thought that hotter and much more liquid lava is now flooding into those tubes from Kilauea. And if that starts coming out of the fissures, it's going to be a much more serious situation to deal with. Scientists are still very concerned about the possibility of an explosive eruptive event that may exceed a blowout that happened in 1924. And all we can do is wait and see about that. And it is, it's a waiting game. You know it's coming, you just don't know when. So, tremendous sympathies for those people down in the Big Island. And I really got a lot of borderline abusive emails saying, why were they living down there? Well, because it is beautiful. And relative to Hawaii, it's inexpensive. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're finishing up here with the volcano situation. And again, all we can do is wait and see what's going to happen. And, you know, do the best, obviously, get those people out of the way. But that's what you get with a volcano. Now, all the attention's focused on Kilauea. But the reality is there are a lot of volcanoes in the United States. Right now, the U.S. Geological Survey has a total of 169 volatile volcanoes across the western U.S., Hawaii, and Alaska. And the volcanoes have been active to varying degrees over the years. But obviously, Kilauea has reminded people that, yes, these things can cut loose. I remember very clearly when Mount St. Helens went. And it just blew out the side of the volcano and showered ash literally all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. Apparently, 50 of the volcanoes listed by the USGS are thought to be nearing eruption. Now, when Claire and I lived in Washington State, of course, we went on down and looked at the remains of Mount St. Helens. And there was this little museum on an overlook looking into the crater. And I found out that because the bulge in the center of the crater is starting to build up again, they actually relocated that museum much further away. Probably a wise and prudent thing to do. Let's talk about the world of computers and computing right now. Facebook has revealed that it's removed 2.5 million pieces of hate speech. So this is it. They got everybody corralled into using their social media, and now comes the censorship. And the problem with that, first and foremost, is what one person sees as hate speech, another person might not. It's purely subjective. And Facebook hasn't really clarified what it means by hate speech. I'm going to take a wild guess here that probably criticism of Israel is considered hate speech, because Israel is pushing that idea that any criticism of the actions of the government of Israel represents anti-Semitism, which is silly. That's like saying the only reason people criticize the Nazis is they hate the German people. But Facebook is out there with their little kill switch. They're not afraid to use it. 2.5 million pieces of hate speech. I wish they would spend less time controlling what we read and more time on their security, because apparently 3 million Facebook users have been exposed in a new data leak, including the results of personal psychological profiles. And a lot of people don't understand this, but Facebook basically tries to build a psych profile of all of their users simply by what they read and what they post. And I imagine they make this information available to marketing companies and on request to the United States government. But apparently the issue tracks back to an actual personality app, personality test. And the quiz called My Personality collected highly sensitive data, including psychometric test results that reveal how neurotic or extrovert an individual may be. Why on earth would you type that into a computer hooked to the internet? Amazing. Over in Great Britain, there's concern being raised over the fact that there is this online figure who goes by the name Philip Cross and seems to have a full-time job editing Wikipedia, targeting anti-war and non-mainstream UK figures. By editing their Wikipedia pages to the point that George Galloway is offering a reward for this person's true identity. And this guy, or whoever it is, could be a girl, has been active on Wikipedia since 2004 and has been editing wiki entries for nearly 15 years. And trouble has been brewing online, with Cross accused of paying special attention to a cluster of Wikipedia accounts, editing them or deleting chunks of information. Now, one of the problems with Wikipedia is they let anybody edit the pages and a lot of information. basically, does get erased. When the global warming hysteria was first cranking up, some of the people who were on board with Al Gore were editing the Wikipedia pages for the medieval and Roman warming periods to make it look like there wasn't a big deal there. So you have to be very, very careful. Now, years and years ago, there were actually Wikipedia entries for Michael Rivero and whatreallyhappened.com. And somebody went on into the article about me and edited it to basically say I'm a Jew hater and an anti-Semite. So I went back on in and edited the article to basically put it back to its original form. Then a day later, the Jew hater anti-Semite was back in there. So I tried to edit it to correct it again, and I was blocked. And the reason I was blocked is that Wikipedia stated that Michael Rivero was not a recognized expert on the subject of Mike Rivero. So I went public with it on my website, and Wikipedia deleted both pages, and that was the end of that. Now, there is some good information on Wikipedia, science, technical information, engineering, that kind of stuff. But if it's political or if it's controversial, you absolutely cannot trust it, because everybody with a political agenda is going on in there and re-editing the articles to basically push whatever their agenda is. So you have to be careful. Now, over at Google, they have an AI that is so good that it's able to fool humans. Apparently, it can pass the Turing test. And as a demonstration, Google had this AI make phone calls to various people and interact with them. And it's designed to sound like it's a human being. It even goes and ah, taking little pauses to complete the illusion here. And not one of the people on the other ends of those phone lines realized they were talking to a machine. And it was apparently supposed to be a stunning reminder of just how good Google is. But it's backfired a little bit. So this AI, which is named Duplex, basically, a lot of people said this is very, very concerning that this could be misused for abusive phone calls to people or interactive telemarketing instead of a pre-recorded message. And Google has now stated that this AI will identify itself as a robot when making phone calls to humans. There was a huge, huge backlash on that one. There are now 7 Chrome extensions spreading through Facebook that are stealing passwords. You got to be very, very careful what you add to your browsers. There's a lot of cybercrime out there and very little interest by the U.S. government in stopping any of it. It's like open season on the American people. So according to a report published by Radware, malware operators are using copies of legitimate Google Chrome extensions and injecting a short, obfuscated, malicious script into them to bypass Google's extension validation checks. And once installed, the extension executes a malicious JavaScript code that makes victims' computers part of a botnet. So if your computer seems to be churning and grinding a lot, you might want to look into it. The 7 extensions masquerading as legitimate extensions are Nigelify, Ponerlake, P-W-N-E-R-like, Alt-J, Fixcase, Divinity 2 Original Sin, Wiki Skill Pop-Up, Keep Private, and I Have No. Now, Google has removed all the above listed extensions, and if you've installed any of them, you're advised to immediately uninstall them and change passwords for your Facebook, Instagram, as well as for other accounts where you are using the same credentials. And I know it's a major inconvenience, but you should not be using the same password everywhere that you go. Because once they get the password for one account, then by default they have the password for them all. And I know it's difficult keeping track of all the passwords. Do not use one of those online password systems where they'll log you in automatically because, again, that's giving the passwords away online. I just use an Excel spreadsheet for all of my passwords. And I advise you to do that too. Have a file or an Excel sheet or a notepad file, whatever, on your own computer. Keep all of your account and password information there, and you can get to it when you need it. Now, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has won a victory over a troll patent. And this patent troll was called Personal Audio LLC. And it started this lawsuit back in 2013 by suing comedian Adam Carolla and was threatening a bunch of other podcasters. Personal Audio claimed that the podcasters infringed their patent 8112504, which described a system for disseminating media content in serialized episodes. That's how troll patents work. It's an overly broad definition. The patent office no longer requires you to actually come up with an invention or prove that the idea will work. So you can patent any idea that you want. Now, the Electronic Frontier Foundation challenged the podcasting patent at the patent office in October of 2013. They won that proceeding. It was affirmed on appeal. And Personal Audio LLC took it all the way to the United Supreme Court, asking for them to review it. And the Supreme Court rejected it. So the case is finally over. And patent trolls are a major problem for technology. If you're a fan of the TV series Silicon Valley, they've run afoul of a couple of them. And amazingly enough, in the early years of computer animation, somebody actually tried to patent the concept of anti-aliasing, which would have required everybody doing computer animation or creating computer animation software or display devices to pay them a royalty. Fortunately, that one was also tossed out of court. But it's a very predatory situation. And it illustrates how the patent office has sort of become less than it used to be, because in the early days of the patent office, your patent had to be specific about what was being patented, and you had to provide a model of what it was you were patenting. Now, there was a huge fire at the patent building, and all the models got melted together. In fact, apparently there's a lobby display in the current patent office building of those very carefully crafted models all blended together. But more and more recently, the patent office is accepting patent applications that are not clear and specific, but overly broad, like the one from this company. Okay, the co-founder of Google's DeepMind program, Demis Hassabis, is out there saying that self-driving cars are dangerous and that testing them on public roads right now is irresponsible because the technology just isn't there. And we have already had some issues with self-driving cars getting into accidents. And I agree. These things, we have too many products that are put out there that are not fully developed. But everybody's in a rush to get to market and to make money. And they'll fix it later. And in this case, people's lives are involved. So, now, over at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, things are starting to look bad for Julian Assange. We reported earlier that the Ecuadorian embassy had basically cut off Julian Assange's communications. No visitors, phone call, no internet. They were getting complaints from foreign governments that Assange's posts were interfering in these nations' internal affairs. And I can imagine probably one of the biggest complaints came from the United States, which wants to get their hands on Julian Assange. And now we are hearing the Ecuadorian embassy may hand Julian Assange over to British and U.S. authorities. Now, right now, Assange is a citizen of Ecuador, so the legalities are somewhat complex. But the fact of the matter is, the instant Assange steps out of that embassy to try and get to the airport, he's going to be picked up. And a lot of people are very, very concerned that he's at the very least going to go to prison for a very, very long time, if not outright assassinated. Twitter is also ramping up their censorship of hate facts. And again, no clear definition of what that is. But from the accounts that are being shut down for too many strikes against them, again, it's clear. One of the definitions of hate facts is any criticism of the government of Israel, which is one of the reasons why I don't use Twitter anymore. This next piece is a very scary story. This came out of consortiumnews.com. Apparently, there is actually a bill under consideration in the Senate that could allow Donald Trump to indefinitely jail American citizens without charge if they oppose U.S. military action. This is from Marjorie Cohn. Now, under the guise of exercising supervisory power over the president's ability to use military force, Congress is considering writing Trump a blank check to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens with no criminal charges whatsoever just for opposing the wars. This legislation could permit the president to lock up Americans who simply dissent against U.S. military policy, which would obviously include Claire and I. We're going to take a phone call. Paul in Delaware, I'm probably going to have to take over the commercial break. What's on your mind?
How you doing? Is this Mike Rivera?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how you doing? I've heard a lot of your work. This is the first time I called into your show, though. So check this out. I just wanted to talk about that wall real quick because it's a pressing issue, as well as Donald Trump and the stuff that's going over in Gaza. And as far as this thing, as far as what Donald Trump's going to do to American citizens, I think that, if you're going to lay around and let it happen, stop crying about it, is what I would suggest to people. If that's all you can do is cry, and, you know, I got a radio show too, right? And, okay. You know, what I said in my show is different in the sense is, you know, it's just too much. It's just too much information. It's just too much about the chosen people. It's just too much. And, of course...
Okay, Paul, I got to put you on hold. Don't go away. We got 3 minutes worth of commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're talking with Paul in Delaware. And Paul, could you just sort of continue on where you left off? Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes,
okay, we're on the air. Could you just sort of continue where you left off?
Yes, sir. So I wanted to share with you before I went on is that I got an opportunity to call into the Sean Hannity show today. I didn't even know that I was calling into it, right, because we have a local radio station that somehow connected into it. And so when I got on, I said, this sounds like Sean Hannity. But anyway, what I want to tell you is this. I started off, and I'm going to tell you what I also told him because I wanted to share that with you also. And the reason why is because you have a large listenership that really needs to hear what I'm saying. And I was telling him about how, you know, mainly the liberals and things like that are going around looking for Confederate statues and pulling down monuments and flags and everything else. And they haven't figured out that it is the chosen ones that run our media that it didn't come from the bottom up. This is some stuff from the top down. Every single time, it's always from the top down. No one except the intelligent people. I learned this a long time ago. Only intelligent people will ever start revolution. The slower class will never. And unfortunately, you know, that's why I guess nothing gets done with them and why anyone with intelligence somehow always sells out to them. But here's what I told Sean Hannity. They're going around getting all these statues, but they keep on missing the one because they keep on using dog whistle words like racist, Ku Klux Klan, Nazis. But then if they're looking for Klan members, because they're always, even though I don't see any real Klans that are really effective, they always go and, you know, bring up Klan. Well, I just suggested that, look, just take a look at this. Isn't it coincidental that they're running around looking for Confederate generals, but they missed the one that's in Washington, D.C., Albert Pike, the man who started the Ku Klux Klan. And, of course, he's a Confederate general. And, of course, somehow they miss this guy every time they want to talk about Confederate generals, even though he should be one of the main ones because he was also the sovereign grand commander of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. But somehow, of course, how come? Don't be dumb. It's because he's a Jew, and the Jews are the ones putting fuel to this fire. They want us to go and be fighting
against
each other.
Hang on. Okay. let me remind you all of the policy of this program is we don't paint with a broad brush. We don't talk about the Jews, the blacks, the Hispanics. You know, we talk about individuals like, for example, in this case, George Soros and his plans for a global government and a new world order, part of which is the suppression of regional, cultural, and historic identity. You've got to stay within the rules here. You know, we talk about individuals. Okay. We talk about the government of Israel. We talk about Soros. We don't go the Jews this and the Jews that. That is absolutely forbidden on this show.
Yeah. That I understand that, and I can respect that. But I, you know, as I'm hearing that, I would also say when I look at Antifa, because whenever we see the black bloc come out, once again, if you go look at videos where it says Antifa unmasked and you compile them like I have, you'll notice that it's one group of certain ethnic individuals that want to hide behind the mask. So it's kind of hard to know every one of their names.
Paul, okay.
Yes, sir.
We got to let you go. We're at the end of our program. There's the music. So thank you for the phone call. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got all kinds of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, use email, use face-to-face contact, try and get other people to share this information as well. We're up, you know, stay off of social media. It's completely controlled and filtered right now. It's utterly useless for the American people right now, unless you're really big on kitten videos. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.